This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Regional nerve block reduces opioid use after heart surgery by 25%, multicenter trial shows. A multicenter randomized trial has demonstrated that a superficial nerve block technique can significantly reduce opioid consumption following cardiac surgery. The EPOCH CardioLink 10 trial, published in the Lancet Regional Anesthesia and Acute Pain Medicine, found that bilateral superficial parasternal intercostal plane (SPIP) blocks with ropivacaine reduced cumulative opioid exposure by 25% compared to placebo in the first 48 hours after sternotomy. 25% reduction in opioid consumption with nerve block versus placebo after cardiac surgery. Opioid consumption reduction by treatment group, cumulative morphine equivalent dose, first 48 hours post-surgery, 156 patients ropivacaine group, 152 patients placebo group, 25 opioid reduction achieved. Source: The Lancet Regional Anesthesia and Acute Pain Medicine, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News, promising results for post-surgical pain management. The double-blind placebo-controlled trial enrolled 308 adults undergoing elective cardiac surgery via sternotomy across multiple centers. Participants were randomized to receive either bilateral SPIP blocks with 0.375% ropivacaine or matching placebo injections performed under ultrasound guidance. The primary endpoint measured cumulative opioid consumption in morphine equivalent doses during the first 48 hours postoperatively. Secondary outcomes included pain scores, time to extubation, and length of hospital stay. The study was designed to detect clinically meaningful differences in opioid exposure following cardiac procedures. Significant pain score improvements. Observed patients receiving ropivacaine SPIP blocks demonstrated significantly lower pain scores at rest and during movement compared to the placebo group. The intervention group reported mean pain scores of 3.2 versus 4.8 in the control group at 24 hours post-surgery, representing a clinically meaningful difference on the 10-point numerical rating scale. Time to extubation was also reduced in the ropivacaine group, with patients achieving successful weaning from mechanical ventilation an average of 2.4 hours earlier than controls. This finding suggests the regional anesthesia technique may facilitate faster recovery trajectories following major cardiac procedures. Safety profile supports clinical implementation. No serious adverse events were attributed to the SPIP block procedure itself. The incidence of nausea, vomiting, and respiratory depression was lower in the ropivacaine group, likely reflecting reduced opioid requirements. These safety findings support the technique's potential for routine clinical adoption. The research team, led by investigators from major cardiac surgery centers, noted that the bilateral SPEP approach offers several advantages over alternative regional techniques. The blocks can be performed relatively quickly and do not interfere with surgical field access or post-operative monitoring protocols established for cardiac surgery patients. Implications for opioid reduction strategies. The trial results align with broader healthcare initiatives to reduce opioid dependence following major surgery. Current evidence suggests that up to 10% of opioid-naive patients develop persistent opioid use after cardiac procedures, making effective alternative pain management strategies increasingly important. The SPIP block technique specifically targets the parasternal intercostal nerves that innervate the sternotomy site, providing focused analgesia where patients typically experience the most significant postoperative pain. This anatomically directed approach may explain the technique's effectiveness compared to systemic pain management alone, according to recent anesthesia research. Bilateral SPIP blockade with ropivacaine reduced cumulative opioid consumption by 25% in the first 48 hours following cardiac surgery, while improving pain scores and reducing time to extubation. EPOCH CardioLink 10 investigators, The Lancet Regional Anesthesia and Acute Pain Medicine, 2026. Key takeaways: SPEP blocks reduced opioid consumption by 25% compared to placebo in cardiac surgery patients. Pain scores improved significantly at rest and during movement in the intervention group. The technique demonstrated a favorable safety profile with no procedure-related serious adverse events. Time to extubation was reduced by an average of 2.4 hours with ropivacaine blocks. Frequently asked questions: what is a superficial parasternal intercostal plane block? This is a regional anesthesia technique that involves injecting local anesthetic near nerves that supply sensation to the sternotomy incision site. The injection is performed using ultrasound guidance to ensure accurate placement and safety. How does this compare to other pain management approaches after cardiac surgery? The SPUP block offers targeted pain relief specifically for sternotomy pain while allowing for reduced opioid use. Unlike systemic medications, it provides localized analgesia without affecting other body systems or cognitive function. Could this technique be adopted widely in cardiac surgery centers? The procedure is relatively straightforward to perform and does not require specialized equipment beyond standard ultrasound guidance. The safety profile and effectiveness demonstrated in this multi-center trial suggest it could be implemented in most cardiac surgery programs. These findings represent a significant advancement in post-operative pain management for cardiac surgery patients, offering a practical approach to reduce opioid dependence while maintaining effective analgesia. The multi-center design and robust methodology provide strong evidence for clinical implementation of this regional anesthesia technique. Further research may explore optimal timing, dosing regimens, and patient selection criteria to maximize the benefits of SPIP blocks in cardiac surgical populations. Source: superficial parasternal intercostal plane block with ropivacaine versus placebo for opioid exposure after cardiac surgery, EPOC CardioLink 10, a multicenter, double-blind, randomized trial.